My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. It is time to talk Sleepy Hollow. We're going to be talking about Monday's episode called What Lies Beneath. It was actually last week because a new episode aired tonight that we plan on watching. And when I say we, I have my fellow host, Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. Nothing much. I'm excited to talk about this episode.
Really?
I am.
Okay, so let's just start off. Scale of 1 to 10, what'd you think about this episode?
I give it a 9. It would have got a 10 if Holly was back in it.
You know what I give this episode?
A 4.
A 5.
Oh, really?
This episode was shit to me.
It really was.
I thought this was just, and I'm.
You didn't like seeing the president?
Hell, I thought that was stupid.
The hologram thing, the hologram.
You know, let's make a hologram thing with a super energon cube that the Transformers gave you. That witches souped up with magic power to. That was just dumb. Like, and you know what? And I'm a fan of Sleepy Hollow, and I'm a fan. And normally, Amy, you know me. I'm a person like, you know, but I truly believe that. You're a true fan if you like it or don't like it. You know, like, I'm not one of those people like, oh, I'm done watching the show now. That show was so stupid. That episode was so stupid. No, it's just one of those things where I was like, really? Really? Like, what lies underneath these creatures that are kind of like from The Descent, but they're not? And then they didn't even look cool. And then the part where they're like, Crane's like, oh, and you know, if they're down there for centuries, they're going to be starving. And they're eating just one guy. Like, if they were starving, they would have eaten those three guys within minutes. Okay?
Well, I mean, they're holding. They're, like, saving.
I don't know about that. I thought that was stupid. I thought the creatures were dumb. The hologram thing. President Jefferson doing that thing. And I'm hoping, okay, Amy, I'm hoping that in the next episode – that Crane did sneak some stuff out, because I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, this is what bothered me, is you have all this stuff here. Jefferson is like, I have everything here. This is for your destiny. All this information is how you're going to defeat the evilness. And until now, correct me if I'm wrong, this whole time, Crane and Abby are all about saving mankind. It's about the mankind. It's about the future of the world, okay? But all of a sudden, when you're given all that information, you're like, these two workers, because this dude up there on the top, that's his brother, and we got to save them, and we're going to let everything burn for these two people. Like, that was just – it was just dumb. And then you don't even say – and then when President Jefferson opens the box and goes, look at all this. This has all the information. Okay, now why wouldn't you take the box with you then? And I'm hoping that Crane put it in his backpack.
Why was it, and why was it Abby Lake taking when they were in there talking? I would have been out with my cell phone. Yep, pictures, next page, picture, next page, picture.
dude, I'm serious, and I don't think I've ever complained. Like, my notes.
No, I don't think you ever gave Sleepy Hollow a 5.
Yeah.
Never. Even with the suckiest episodes ever, I don't think you gave it a 5.
I've liked all the episodes of Sleepy Hollow from last season to this season. This one here was just poo-poo crap. And then we got Frank, okay? Captain Frank, and him and Jenny are breaking into the police station. And then what does he want? Okay, and then he tells the story to Jenny. Now, I don't know if it's the truth, but tells Jenny that there's money transferred. And I think he's kind of telling the truth that he's trying to do good for his family before the evil Frank, Captain Frank, takes over. That's working for, I guess, maybe Henry Parrish, maybe?
Yeah.
So he's trying to get this money, $1 million, to take care of his family before. Like, really? That's the story?
Do you believe it? I don't believe it.
I hope not, because that would be the stupid cherry on my stupid story of this episode.
I don't believe it. I think he just needs that so Henry doesn't have to stay in the Roach Motel.
So you think he's thinking, okay, so then you're just making fun of that thing. So you're thinking, are you saying, do you think that's really what the writers
wrote?
I
think the money, they need all the wire information off of that thing so they can go back into business.
So you think they're going to use that money for buying just evil people and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so the money. So you feel that the money is part of their world domination?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I could see that.
You need money to world domination.
Okay, I could see that. I'm hoping you're right, because if it is for his family, I hope you're right.
He just went down to a 4. At least he's not a vampire.
That is true, because Jesus Christ, we were talking about that last 2 weeks. If he was a vampire, I was gonna be pissed off. But you know what? Yeah. I mean, I have my notes here, and I have those. Everything that I bitched about is what I've never bitched this much about any show. I can't remember. And I even told my wife, I was
okay,
like, this is going to be easy for me.
What did you like about it?
I liked at the very end seeing Katrina and Henry Parrish, and Henry Parrish coming, and I know he's manipulating his mom, and gives her those roses. And I love Henry Parrish.
Now, why did he need her blood?
It's probably for a spell.
Yeah, you think so?
Or he just, I you know, and you mentioned why he needed her blood. I didn't even think about that. I just thought that he came to her dream, she freaked out, and then she woke up. And I don't think she even noticed her hands bleeding in the water when she put it in there. But then all of a sudden she turns around and sees the roses. So he was there.
Yeah.
So I didn't even think about him sampling, and maybe he needed a sample of her blood for some kind of spell, now that you mention it. I was just looking at it as like he was really there, bitch. He came there. And the next episode, it looks like we got 2 episodes left in Sleepy Hollow. And yeah, it seems like this next episode, which is going to be tonight, I guess something happens where they're going to like turn the town into witches. So like this super witch coven is supposed to like take over, and which is part of, looks like, Katrina's people. And maybe Katrina's going on the dark side.
I think she will. She's going to join the Headless Horseman. Now, what do you think about this reporter guy? Do you think he's going to stick around? Do you think he's gone?
He was. To be honest with you, he was too good looking to be just like in and out.
Yeah.
You know, like you take out one good looking guy, Holly, and then you replace him with another guy. So is this guy going to come back and be like, Abby, I'm here to help you. This reminds me of Afghanistan when I used to take pictures.
He's definitely going. I think he's going to come back, because if he didn't send the picture to Abby of her smiling,
exactly, and you kind of get the hint that he likes her, or he's interested,
yeah,
and everything else. But I don't know. I just thought I thought the reporter was just like really like I just that whole episode was just it was just dumb, and I just like why. So a five, you know, I really don't have, that was the only good part was the end. Because it was like, you're doing everything that y'all didn't do. Y'all always take this, you know, y'all never leave special weapons behind because you know you're going to use them. You keep the freaking angel, you know, walkie talkie so you can call the angel, you know, you keep everything. You're always looking out for the better of mankind.
But they didn't, and they didn't have all the stuff that they needed.
No. And then,
the whole thing, if you killed them, if you killed the monsters, you killed the archives.
Right.
I didn't understand that.
That was. I just don't get it. And maybe they did sneak some stuff out. I hope they did. If they didn't, Jesus Christ, it's going to go to a 4. Because I'm hoping I did see Crane have a big backpack. So I'm hoping that, you know, he's going to be like, Abby, what I did was is I put it in my bag. And I'm hoping he did that. I'm hoping that he grabbed those items.
Yeah,
because I don't think they would have Jefferson. I don't think the writers would have showed us those cool items and then be like, everything is here that you need, and then blow it up. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what did you like about it?
Well, now after you talked, I'm not sure I like anything about it.
You always do that.
Because I see it from your point of view now. No, I liked the history part.
Okay.
You know how I liked how he was talking about his past where, you know, he asked Ichabod to help him, and then Ichabod was, you know, getting a little too close, so he had to push him away. So
right.
It's like our presidents knew that Ichabod was going to be the one, you know, the chosen one.
Okay.
Like Anakin, they knew that he was going to turn dark. Mike's not even. Don't even worry about it.
You're talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, okay.
I know what you're talking about. But the reason why I was quiet is like, Crane is not a good guy, or bad guy. Now, if you were talking about Katrina, the dark side.
Yeah, but no. See, they knew Crane was going to be. You know, he's the chosen one. He's
right.
He is one of them.
Right.
And so it was kind of cool to see how they were protecting him. Like all of our presidents were protecting him.
No, and that was. I mean, that was cool, maybe, but no, not for me. I mean, you know, I mean, the history part, I mean, and all the episodes that we watch, you know, we've said it many a times. We like the history and how they twist the story, what we learn. And, I mean, I think this coming up episode, which was tonight, I guess they showed in the commercial that the cracked Liberty Bell, and I guess Crane admits that he's the one that cracked it, you know. And so I like those kind of things. It's cool. But, you know, it's just like the creatures. Maybe it's because I've been getting spoiled with the magic, you know, coming from the Katrina and the Warlock to all the other past episodes. There's been, you know, creatures, and these creatures didn't do it for me. And I'm always giving props. You know, I am always giving props to the Sleepy Hollow special effects team and everything. I just didn't feel these. It was like, if they were down there for centuries, I think they should have looked a little bit more, you know, scarier, or, you know, like no eyes, almost like The Descent. I love those creatures. They're underground. They haven't eaten. They can't see. You know, it's dark. I don't know. I just...
Now, if you were supposed to survey tunnels underneath the ground and you find this hatch that looks like bones holding it down, would you like, oh, let's go down and see?
I think one of the guys said, why are we opening this? I would have been like, no, we're not. We're going to put it right here in our map. Weird opening, but we didn't open it. Yes, I'm gonna call my supervisor.
Call the Marines.
I'm gonna call my supervisor, and I'm gonna let them handle it. And I'm not gonna. No, yeah, I wouldn't have gone in there, you know. And I thought the creatures were gonna be really cool, but I remember seeing them on the commercial, and I was like, really? They look like little.
I didn't see them wearing diapers though, with red paint.
I don't know. I like those demons better than the freaking creatures that run into the tunnels.
Yeah. So we only have two episodes left.
Two episodes left. So we have this one here, which is gonna be the Super Covens of witches that they're going to take over the town.
And then one more.
And then one more, that's it. So you give this episode an 8, 9?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my 9.
You're going to stick with your 9, I'm sticking with my 5. And if they didn't sneak any of the, I'm telling y'all now this, internet, if they didn't take any of the special maps or potions or books, this episode is going to get a 4. Like, oh God, this episode is so fucking garbage. But I feel better now.
The hologram kind of makes me think of Coachella a couple of years ago.
No.
When Tupac came out.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Tupac, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I just, you know, that was just, they were like, sir, how are you here? The magic. I was like,
I thought it was really him. I was like, oh, shit. He stayed down there.
No. I saw
nothing, so he didn't die.
No. I looked at it, and I was like, and then he's like, how are you alive? Well, it's because I've invented this Energon cube from the Transformers, and the witches filled it up with magic. And I'm like, really? And it knows to talk? You can, really? I just.
Like, Transformers, they know their shit.
Okay.
I mean, Bumblebee knows his shit.
It wasn't a real Energon cube, but they were trying to make it like an Energon cube. I'm just saying. So, I don't know. I just think it was a waste of, like, you're blowing up all this
Mike,
stuff.
Tell the wonderful internet folks that are listening to us how they can find you.
They can find me. You can find me, and I'm normally not like this, but this episode I am. You can find me on my blog, iwatchmike.com. You can check out my Facebook page, iwatchmike. Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. My YouTube channel, iwatchmike. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, if you follow me, I'll follow you back. If you're fans of shows, tweet me, hashtag me during the shows, whatever you want to do. I think that's pretty much it. What about you?
They can find me on Twitter, AmyVRO. I don't follow back unless you're funny.
Yeah, she won't, people. So if you do follow her, she's like, oh, no.
No, I might. If you're interesting, like if you're just retweeting everybody that's on your page, then no, I'm not going to follow you back. But if you're interesting and you make me laugh, then I'm definitely going to follow you back. But then you can follow me on Instagram. It's Amy McCracken. And then you can follow the VRO. It's the VRO on Twitter, thevro.com. We're on Instagram, Variety Radio Online, YouTube, Tumblr, and Facebook, Variety Radio Online. Just Google Variety Radio Online, and you'll find us.
There it is. Everybody, we'll be back next week. Or no, are we trying to do this week another Sleepy Hollow? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, we should, if we can. If we can, because everybody knows we are busy. We are some busy bees right now.
Yeah, so it's hard to...
If we can, we'll try to get tonight's Sleepy Hollow up as soon as we can.
True. So hopefully in the next couple of days, we'll be able to knock that one out. So we don't know anything about it. I'm trying to stay off the Sleepy Hollow page.
Yeah, I got to get off Twitter before somebody spoils me.
Yeah. So everybody have a great week, and we'll be back sometime this week soon. But if you need to know, you want to make sure you don't want to miss when this podcast comes up, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes. Go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online. That way you don't miss a podcast. The RSS feed there is there on blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. Look for the Sleepy Hollow show, or of course, follow Amy, me, or the VRO on Twitter, and we usually post it and let people know when we're going to do our stuff. So that's it. Everybody have a great week. Amy, I will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.